Hey there, and welcome to another episode of the Love Offering Podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Adams, and today's guest is Rachel G. Scott. Rachel is on the show today talking about taking a leap of faith. When is the last time God called you to do something that felt terrifying? When God nudges us into the unknown, it can be thrilling and exciting, but also overwhelming and risky. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom, a corporate leader looking to follow God's calling, or a retiree who knows you have more to give to the world, this episode is for you. Well, hi, Rachel, and welcome to the Love Offering Podcast. I'm so happy to have you.
Oh, Rachel, thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here with you today.
So we're switching, like, you're on the other side of the mic this time. Last time I was on your podcast, and I was honored to do so. And so I'm just honored to have you on my podcast. So your podcast is The Five Leaps, and now you've written a book by the same name. So I'd love for you just to tell us the story behind how you developed the idea of Five Leaps. Because it really is. It's yours. I'd never heard it before you.
Yeah, you know, it was definitely a God idea, and it honestly, it came in my own questioning and me asking God, how can people take this leap of faith? So just to make a longer story short, I had a client at the time, and I had a writer's group that I don't have anymore, but I had a writer's group at the time, and I would do like one-on-ones with the clients. And during a conversation, I had one specific person who was in the healthcare industry, and I could tell she was passionate about what she was doing, but also, as you can imagine, it was helping in her household, and it was helping just sustain the things that need to be taken care of. But she had this desire to want to write full time. And she was just asking me, like, Rachel, do I have to walk away from everything in order to do that? And I just started to think of all the times that I had to walk away from things, thinking that that was the only option for me to obey God. And my heart was always and is always to be obedient to what God tells me. And so, I had that conversation with her. We ended and I prayed with her, and I just asked God to guide her and direct her in the decision she had to make. But I walked away from that, and I just didn't feel settled. I didn't feel settled that that was the only way. So whenever I need something from God, or I'm trying to get clarity from God, I should say, I ask him typically at least two questions, if not one for sure. But this time I asked him, is there only one way to take a leap? Like, we always hear walk away from everything. Is that the only way? And then the second question that I ask all the time is, who in the Bible took this type of leap? So I'm being very specific, like, Lord, is there just one way to take a leap? And if not, who else in the Bible has taken these leaps? And that's where these five leaps came from.
Oh, well, I'm so excited to dive into this. So one of the keys is to differentiate between calling, vision, purpose, and assignment. These are all such big concepts. And so could you provide, I know you're going to walk through it in your book, but could you provide a brief explanation of each of these just to kind of give us a taste of them?
Yeah, absolutely. So the simplest way that I explain it is calling and vision are the what. So what is God telling you and what is God showing you? You know, so what is he actually telling you and what is God showing you? And then purpose is the why. Why is God asking you to do this? And the assignment is, how are you going to do it? So the calling and the vision, the purpose and the assignment, they really answer this central question of our purpose. I believe we all have the same purpose, which is to bring people into the body of Christ, which is to tell people about Jesus. We want heaven to be full, right? But the assignment and the way that we do it is going to be different for each person. So for me, it's one way. For you, it's another way. So the why and the how, but the what is God even asking me or telling me to do? And what is he showing me? That's when it becomes clear. That vision is when it starts to become clear. And, you know, you might go to church and he was already speaking to you about something, but you go to church and you hear something, you're like, oh, that feels like that lines up with what he was speaking to me about. Or you're in a conversation and this vision starts to unfold before you of what it is that he's asking you to do.
Yeah. And it's just so important. I'm just thinking it's so important to be close to the Lord so we hear him correctly, you know. Yes. But at the same time, even if maybe we don't say we get it wrong, don't you think he'll bring us back in and like redirect, like Rachel, you know?
Yes.
Get back together, you know, do you think?
Yes, I say he course corrects all the time. Like, you know, we do the best. We hear in part, we see in part. And so we do the best that we can. But I believe that God will course correct. And then when he course corrects, the beauty of that is that it gives us the opportunity to really learn to hear his voice better. Because now he's course corrected. Oh, this is the way he wants me to go. So this is more of his nature in my relationship with him, is to take me this way. So even that turns out for our good.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so I know everybody's like, okay, well, let me hear the five steps. What are the five leaps? And it's not just a step, it's a leap. There's a big difference in that. I just even said, give me the five steps, and it's not steps. We're talking leaps, like jumping, right?
Exactly, yes. Because that's what it feels like. It feels like you are stepping out, but it really feels like you are leaping. And there's something different about a leap. I know when I was younger, I'm not going to say now, but when I was younger, leaping was a lot easier. Now, you know, it takes a lot more energy, so I can appreciate the steps more. The five leaps are the fisherman, the tent maker, the builder, shepherd, and trailblazer. So fisherman, tent maker, builder, shepherd, and trailblazer. So I'll unfold a little bit of each of those. The fisherman comes from the story of Peter. And that is when God called you to walk away from everything. That's the one that we are the most familiar with and that we sometimes get the most fearful when it comes to. And then we have the tent maker, which is based on Paul's story. And that is when your calling and your career occupy space in the same season. So you are stepping into something, but you're not necessarily walking away from everything that God has called you to do, but it does help to fund the vision that God has given you. And then the builder leap is a temporary leap, and that's based on Nehemiah. And it is when you temporarily walk away from your career or from something to go take care of a loved one, or you might write a book or start a ministry or a business, but then you go back into the career that you were doing. And then you kind of become a tent maker after that because you're usually handling both at the same time. And the shepherd's leap is based on Abraham, and that is when you relocate, when you completely move, and God has given you new territory. So there's a reason he's moving you. And the trailblazer is what prayerfully we all become, which is when you've done all of the other four leaps. And this is based on Jesus and how he was a trailblazer for us and how each one of these leaps in one way or another, he actually did all of them.
Wow. You'd think you'd write a book about this or something. Because the way that you just explained it was so succinct, so clear, and it makes so much sense to me. And I remember it. Very well done. And so I think, imagine, you know, like we are all taking these different leaps at different seasons in our lives. And so I'm sure everybody right now is thinking, okay, I'm the tent maker, I'm the shepherd, or like where they are as we are talking. So what do you believe motivates God to call individuals to take these leaps? I mean, no matter if we're a stay-at-home mom, corporate leader, or retiree, we have something to give to the world. Like, this message applies to every single person listening.
Yeah, you know, I love that question because when I think about the nature of God, the number one goal is that no one will be lost. And so when he's asking us to step into something or to take these leaps, it is because he wants us to be a vessel that he can use to make sure that not a single one of his sheep will be lost. And so that question, really, it reminds me of 2 Peter 3:9, and it says, the Lord isn't really being slow about his promises, as some people think. He is being patient for your sake. And I think about his patience. He does not want us to be lost. He does not want us to be destroyed. He does not want anyone to be destroyed, but he wants everyone to repent. So these leaps are all about positioning us as his children in front of the people who need him the most so that we can minister to them and encourage them and equip them so that more can come to Christ.
Amen. So as you've reflected on your own life, can you share the most challenging leap that you've taken and how you've witnessed God's faithfulness afterwards?
Yes, yes. The leap that led me to where I'm at right now. So back in 2016, 2017, my husband, he ended up leaving his job first to care for our youngest son. And he had been on his job for 15 years. And shortly after that, I felt this nudging that I was supposed to leave as well. Now, prior to that, it's important that I say this. We were in a tent maker season. We were both working together. We both worked. He was a full-time, what did he do? property manager. So he did property management full time. I was a full time teacher, and we were starting a ministry called Better Than Blended that we still have today. But we were working full time. So that helped to fund that ministry that we were doing. But at a certain point, we felt God nudging us to step out. And that was, for me, the fisherman leap. But for him, it turned out to be a builder's leap. But it was hard, and it was scary, and it was overwhelming. And when he left, I was like, okay, we're fine. You know, we still have one income coming in. And our youngest son, he dealt with a lot of respiratory issues and allergies. And so it was becoming more and more difficult to have him in childcare. And I also really felt that the calling that was on our youngest son's life, I knew it from like the very beginning. It was something that my husband really needed to help facilitate at the beginning phases. And I can see why now. But it was hard. It was overwhelming. there were so many difficulties. But throughout that time, there were so many marked moments of where I saw God's faithfulness. And in our relationship, in our finances, and just him even leading to the point today of writing a book. Had I not done those things, so many other things wouldn't have happened along the journey so that this message could get out and so that the people of God and those who don't know him could become aware of who he is and step into what God's called him to do.
And I love this, this is a message that you've lived out. You're not telling anybody to take a leap you have not taken. And I think that that is so important. And so maybe the woman listening right now is thinking, okay, even me just listening to this episode means that God might be inviting me into a leap, right?
Right, right.
So how can she learn? We talked about listening to God's voice, but do you have anything else to add on that? Like, how can someone recognize when God is inviting them to take a leap in their life?
Yeah, so there's two things I wanted to share. The first thing is, and this is just a shameless plug, I have a quiz if you go to RachelGScott.com, and everyone loves taking that quiz because it helps them to identify the natural leaper that they are. And it's a 5-question quiz, but it gives you so much information, and that would help if you feel like God is inviting you. But the other thing, that there's 4 ways I like to say that you'll recognize it. It's through inconveniences, divine encounters, suddenly moments, and instructions. So just those moments of inconvenience where it's like it's starting to just feel uncomfortable where you're at and just everything around it feels inconvenient. This isn't working anymore. That's usually a sign that he's getting ready to reposition us. And then you have those just divine encounters where you know that God is talking to you. You, whether he's sent someone, whether you recognize something. For me, I heard something one day and I'm like, this has got to be God. Like, I know it was spot on to the season of life I was in. There are those divine encounters. And then you have the suddenly moments where all of a sudden he says, it's time to go. I notice a lot of shepherds. That's kind of how that shepherd's leap where God is telling you to move tends to happen, where it's just suddenly, I know everything lines up, it's time to go. And then through instructions where he says, this is what I want you to do. And it becomes very clear. So inconveniences, divine encounters, suddenly moments, and instructions seems to be the way that you can recognize that.
You'll have to give us the link to your quiz in the show notes, because I'm sure yes. Everybody's interested in taking that and finding that out. But I think no matter what leap he's calling us to do, no matter what he's asking us to do, it's going to take obedience. And it's often a risk. Any of these are a risk. And I think we're going to face feelings of fear, uncertainty, and even hesitancy, which is all very natural. You know, we're all, sometimes I think like the spirit is willing, but the flesh is very weak. So it's going to just require a lot of courage and wisdom from us. So how do you suggest we move past these kind of these negative, natural feelings, honestly?
Yeah, I would say to recognize how God has been preparing you the whole time. And a lot of times we don't see it, but he's already been preparing us, and ask him for the plan that he wants you to take action in. But the very first key is recognizing, God, how have you already been preparing me? And in your prayer time, start to ask him questions. And he's going to show you that when this happened, he was preparing you. When that person came and talked to you, he was preparing you. He's already been preparing you. And then you can move forward with that confidence and knowing this is not a surprise to him. It may be unexpected to you, but it's not a surprise to him. And he's been equipping you all along.
You know, it reminds me, right before we hit record, we were talking about, you know, being podcasters before we released a book. And so how it kind of the Lord to kind of just prepare our hearts and to prepare our experiences for then when we did launch a book, we were familiar with that. So like so many times God is preparing us without us even really realizing that he is. And so I think that we're both living that out.
Exactly. 100%.
So once we realize that God is prompting us to take a leap, what steps, there's the steps that I was looking for. What steps should they take next? And it's like, okay, Lord, I hear you. Now what?
Yeah. You know, there's two things that I want to encourage you to do. The first one is pray, right? Pray about the preparation. But the other thing is to ask God, what's the last thing you told me to do? Because often we don't take that leap and he's probably been nudging us for a while and then we kind of feel stuck a little bit. And so if we go to the last instruction, what were the last instructions that you gave me? Was the last thing he told you to do to ride past that house or to go visit that person? Whatever was the last instruction he gave you, go to that last thing and move in that. And then he'll be able to give you the next steps to the leap and what it'll look like moving forward.
Oh, I love that. That's practical. So something else that you talk about is this idea of a leaping lifestyle. So like, this is like leapfrog. We got to keep going, right? So can you clarify what this concept means to you and why you consider it so important?
Yes, because we are all called to live a leaping lifestyle. As image bearers for Christ, because he was a trailblazer, he shows us that that's what he did, is he lived a leaping lifestyle. I mean, he went from heaven to earth. We saw him in the season when he was a full-time carpenter. But then we also see when he was a full-time carpenter, but beginning to do some ministry things, even though it wasn't yet his time. Then we saw him go into the fisherman leap and step completely into the ministry. And then he goes back up to heaven. So his time here on earth was a builder because it was just temporary. He was not going to be here. He was here for 33 years. And, you know, I just want to encourage you that if you are feeling this nudging, that is really more natural than we may realize, because we're all called to live a leaping lifestyle. He's going to constantly lead us into a season of transition for his glory so that none will be lost. And so that is this idea of living a leaping lifestyle, that we embrace it. When we were young, we went from second to third to fourth to fifth grade, and we didn't think anything about it. But somehow when we became adults, we started to say, okay, I have to have one career and one thing to do, and I do that for the rest of my life. So going into this idea of he may be calling me into something else feels like that shouldn't be happening. I mean, that goes outside of the mindset of this one thing. But the reality of it is we're called to live a leaping lifestyle. So he's going to constantly call us into new things, into new spaces, into new places all the time.
You know, while it can be scary, it can also be really exciting. Like, God, what do you have for me next? You know? And when we look at like a hopeful expectancy, when we follow his will and follow his leading. And so as we're thinking about this, even though it's risky and there's lots of unknowns, the risk is worth it. And you say it's worth it because of heaven's reward. So I'd love for you to elaborate on this.
Yes. So this idea of at the end of our time, our well done. The well done is what we want to hear, right? And so all the risks that we take is really about obedience to God on this side of eternity. And we want to make obedience to God a non-negotiable, because our natural tendency is to say, well, God, yes, but can you tell me how this works? Can you tell me how that works? And let me tell y'all, this is still a journey for me. This is still something that I am walking through. Yes, I've written a book about it. He's given me the download, but I'm human. And so it's always going to be a bit of a challenge when God is stretching us and he's taking us outside of our comfort zone. But when we realize that we want a well done, then we are okay with understanding that no matter what, God is going to turn this into good. It's going to turn out for my good.
Yeah, I'm just thinking about, and I talk about this a lot, but like, what's at stake? Yeah. Like, if we stay put and stay stuck in the exact same place and don't take the leap.
Right.
Like, there's reward and there's consequence to obedience, right?
Yes, absolutely. And that's why we want to make it a non-negotiable. God gave me that a couple years ago, and he worked on that with me, and he still is, because I'm telling you, our natural tendency, we're like kids, right? Well, can I get this? And, you know, well, can we do this? But like you said, what is at stake, you know? And when we have that at the forefront of our mind, our yes comes a lot easier. He knows he can use us. He can trust us.
Yeah. And it's, I don't know if there's anything to this, but I'm just thinking when I think about like leapfrog, even just leaping and like moving forward, you know, each, like the expectation would be like the leap is something bigger, the leap is something better, the leap is something forward. But I don't know that that would always be the case. It could be from side to side. It could be backwards. It could be into a place of a lot, and of a lot less notoriety, of a lot humbler means. I don't know. Does that provoke any thought in you?
It absolutely does. It reminds me of when I actually was working for the state for a while, and I knew that God was calling me out. Like, I knew he was calling me out. He's tested me in this fisherman leap more than once. And the role he wanted me to go into was a substitute teacher. And it was way less pay, and it was way less notoriety. But part of the reason he wanted me to do that was so that I could know how to stand in front of people and speak to them, you know. But I didn't see it as that. I'm like, okay, I know he wants me to speak, but I'm going to be sitting in front of kids, and they look at you all crazy sometimes, and, you know, they make all the faces. But he was preparing me for what he wanted me to do next. But it was way less notoriety to say, you know, I'm a substitute teacher versus I work for the state. It sounds completely different, you know? And so we do have to recognize that we have these hierarchies that God doesn't. We have these mindsets of like, this looks better than this. And he's like, I just want a servant. Are you willing to serve my people? Are you willing to serve me? That's what I want. And he can do so much more with our willingness than he could ever do with our worthiness. So I totally agree. It's easy for us to look at those positions and those roles that we carry and think that God determines how he wants to use us based off of the roles that we carry. And it's not. I was just as valuable as a homeschool mom as I am right now with you know, having a book written in the sight of God. So it's all the same.
Yeah. Gosh, I can't even repeat it, but it was so quotable, and I'm gonna put it in the show notes. What did you say about our worthiness and our...
Yes, that's I share that all the time. God can do more with our willingness than he could ever do with our worthiness.
Oh, that, I love that. I love that so much. And yes, and I think you're exactly right that our standard, our expectations, our view of what a leap should be is probably not the same as what God's is. And we need to quit ranking things and rating things and putting things in a hierarchy. So, so good. Okay, so this is a question that, two questions actually, that I've been asking all my guests this season. So the first one is, what is something you are loving right now? Can be anything, first thing that comes to your mind.
So right now I am loving, I have this 2-hour block that I spend with God. And it's taken years for me to get to the point where I can have that time with him. But I am loving how he is revealing himself to me during that time. Like, it is a highlight of my day. It is a highlight of my week to spend that time. And I'm not, there's times where doctor's appointments and stuff run in and, you know, things happen. But it's like, I literally look forward to it every day to try to have that time. And I get to worship and I'm singing loud and all the things. It is truly the highlight of my day.
That's beautiful. And then, so kind of segueing into my next question then, is there a biblical concept of love, since that we're the Love Offering podcast, that you feel like applies to this theme of the leaps? That's maybe a big leap to even make, but is there anything that comes to mind, a biblical concept of love you'd want to remind us of today as we close?
Yeah, you know, something I've been thinking a lot about when it comes to love is that he first loved us. And the fact that there's times where, you know, you think about a relationship with a person and it's like, well, this person may have fell in love with me or I may have fell in love with them first. But to know that God first loved me and that he is my first love, not because I loved him first, but because he loved me first. That has been something I've been thinking a lot about lately. And it consistently causes me to just be grateful and want to show him just love and affection in everything that I'm doing. And so that definitely lines up with the leap, because the reason I do the things that I do and I say yes to God in the leaps is because of the love that he has towards me. And I don't know if I will ever be able to show him the love that I have towards him in the way that I love him. And I try every day, but to know that he loved me first and it's never changing and it's unconditional has just been such a blessing to me in every season of my life.
It makes me think about he is a good father who loves his children,
yes,
and as his daughters. And so when he is asking us to take a leap that doesn't make sense to us, yeah, it is out of his love for,
yes,
us and wanting what's best for us. And so we can trust him.
Yes.
And so I just want to leave everybody with that today. You can, yeah, trust him. He loves you. It's okay to take the leap, whatever he's asking and leading you to do today. So would you pray us out, Rachel?
Yes. Dear gracious and heavenly Father, God, I thank you, Lord. I thank you for this time. I thank you for the listeners, God. I thank you for how you are revealing yourself to them day by day, moment by moment, second by second. So God, I just pray that as they are feeling loved by you today, that they will be reminded of just your faithfulness in their life, that they will be reminded that everything you have called them to do is out of that place of love, and that you have such good plans for them, oh God. And so I just bless them today. I bless this podcast. I ask that you would point something out to them that you want them to hold on to and to carry from this conversation, and that you will reveal yourself through your word in such a profound and beautiful way as they continue to seek you in all that they do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well, Rachel, I know I want to stay connected with you. I'm sure listeners are going to want to stay connected with you. So tell us how we can buy the book, listen to the podcast, get the quiz, and then listen, everybody. So I'm Rachel, R-A-C-H-A-E-L. The Rachel Scott that we're just talking to is R-A-C-H-E-L.
Yes.
So make sure and spell that right as you enter Rachel G. Scott. Okay, so tell,
yes,
us how we can get all the things.
All the things. So rachelgscott.com, you can find everything there. If you want to find specific book things, takingthefiveleaps.com. My podcast is The Leaps, takingtheleaps.com with an S. And on Amazon, on Barnes & Noble, Target.com, the book is everywhere online that books are sold. It's called Taking the Five Leaps. So the easiest way will be rachelgscott.com.
And Scott's with two T's.
Yes, with two T's.
Oh, all the spelling things. Well,
yes,
Rachel, thank you so much for being my guest. Thank you for taking the leap, the leaps that you have in writing this book, so that we can be encouraged to take the leap that God is calling us to do as well. Thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode with Rachel G. Scott. We hope today encouraged you in your own leap of faith. If you're interested in show notes, you can head on over to @RachelAdamsAuthor on Instagram or Facebook. I'd love to connect with you there. I'd also love to connect with you over on RachelKAdams.com. There you can subscribe to receive your weekly love offering newsletter, and all of this information can go straight to your inbox each week. You can also listen to previous podcast episodes, you can read the blog series, and you can download free resources like the 31-Day Love Offering Calendar to give you ideas of ways to love others in your life. Again, you can find that for free at rachelkadams.com/free. Next week, my guests are Dave and Ann Wilson. They are going to be talking about the art of marriage. I can't wait to chat with you again then, but until then, I hope you have a terrific week, and as always, remember to lead with love.